they will discover that American bankers had made large loans to the British, loans that would not be repaid in the event of a British defeat. They will read of the interception of the Zimmermann note, in which the German Foreign Secretary ordered the German minister in Mexico in the event of war to suggest an alliance between Germany and Mexico, whereby Mexico, with German support, could win back territory taken from Mexico by the United States in the Mexican War. They will also find among many American political leaders a deep concern over the balance of power in Europe, a balance that would be destroyed to America's disadvantage if the Germans were able to defeat the French and the British and thereby emerge as the sole major power in Europe. What then are historians to make of these facts? One group could simply list them. By doing so, they would be making two important assumptions. One, those facts they put on their list are the main reasons, while those they do not list are not important. And two, those things they put on their list are of equal importance in explaining the U.S. role. But another group of historians might argue that the list is incomplete, in that it does not take into account the generally pro-British views of Woodrow Wilson, views that stem from the president's background and education. The result will be a disagreement among the historians. Moreover, because the second group raises the question of Wilson's views, they will find a number of relevant facts that the first group would ignore.